Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started.
What is my morning routine? Now, I've seen on YouTube a lot of different people talking about their morning routine, and I feel it was really important for me to share what I do, why I do it, how things have changed with my life and how it is today, and give you just some ideas, a perspective. So everything I'm going to share in this video is what I do, and I'll tell you why I do it. You see, I'm a big believer in not following what people do, being inspired by what other people do, but I ask myself quality questions. Am I designing what I'm doing aligned with what I value the highest? Or am I doing it because I've watched somebody else and that person has told me it's the thing to do? So I'll share my morning routine. I'll share what I do and what I disagree with. And hopefully you get some inspiration from this. So I get up 6:15 every day. And I'm incredibly inspired when I wake up. I am energized by the day ahead. I'm energized by my vision. I'm energized by my mission. And I feel that a lot of people, firstly, when it comes to a morning routine and waking up, they struggle to wake up or get out of bed because very often the thing that they're working towards has been subjected into their world based on another person's goal. This is so important. Like, let's talk morning routines. Let's talk why you can't get up in the morning. My vision and mission is mine. My vision and mission is burning so powerfully inside me that when I get up in the morning, I can't wait to get going. If I ever, and this does happen, I wake up and go, just need to lie here, then that's a sign to me that something's not aligned. I'm not inspired. I'm not energized. And this can happen. If you're moving your life forward at a pace, sometimes you get a little bit lost. It's normal. And so even though I get up and I get going, I go, it's not the same as it normally was. So I go back to my vision and I read through and I go, wow, what I was shooting for, we've reached. Or what I'm shooting for is just around the corner. I need to stop and I need to read it and I need to stretch myself. I need to stop and realize, hold on a minute. Am I waking up and doing things because I think I should be doing them, which is giving me a thought process that because somebody else is doing it, I should be doing that? Or am I doing it because my business needs it, my life needs it, and I'm inspired to do it? So I set to check myself when I wake up. How do I feel? Am I aligned, energized, fulfilled, and ready to go? And that's a quick set to check that I do when I get up in the morning. I think a lot of people get up in the morning and they shoot for the first morning routine thing that gets them to be alive, that helps them feel alive. The ice bath, the meditation. Listen, I'm all for everybody doing those things, okay? I'm not here telling you you're doing anything wrong. I'm here to tell you what I do. And you know, for me, for many, many years now, I've been teaching more personal development, personal growth, human performance. And I find that the most valuable morning routine is to be woken up, inspired, energized by the vision and mission that you have for your own life. Somebody will say, yeah, I'm 23, I'm 24. Should I really have a vision and a mission? I'm like, yes. And the fact you're struggling to get up means you don't have one, means you're not necessarily aligned. It doesn't mean that your goals, wealth, or build. Like when I used to get up in the morning, I should jump out of bed with the idea of coaching clients and the idea of heading towards my inspiring goal of my physique. So the first thing I do at 6:15 is ping and sense check how I feel. The second thing I do is I go downstairs. I have a liter of water. I have electrolytes, vitamin C, and all my morning supplements, ranging from zinc, NAC, fish oils, vitamin D, as my base multis, B complex. I have that as a base spectrum, always aligned with where my blood work is. And these are actually a pretty staple I've had for many years. So that is what I do. Supplements, hydration, go. I make my breakfast. I am the type of person that gets up and eats immediately. So I have my breakfast. I sit down and that probably takes me 15 minutes. Doesn't take long to have a breakfast. And at 6:30, I will start work. And I go into my first work block, which is 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. Now, the reason I do that is, and for years I would listen to people saying, I want to be up before other people, da da da. Since I've had my son, that time for me in the morning is golden because I'm my most creative, energized, and inspired in the morning. In the afternoon, I do a lot of calls and my brain is absolutely fried. So for me to be creative and get fast work done, I get probably half my day done in 2 hours in the morning. So that is a big focus for me. At 8:30 in the morning, my wife will come down with our son and I'll spend 15, 20 minutes with him. Quality time with him. Very, very important. At about 9:15, my wife and I will go to the gym. That connection time for us to be in the car, to talk, to stand next to each other on the Stairmaster is incredibly important. Just connect. I'll then go deep into my own training session. I will then come back and I'll start work about 12:30 and 1:00. So my block to train is between 9:30 and 12:00. And then I'll come back and eat. And normally calls will start from me from 1:00 onwards. Now, you may say, well, hold on a minute. The ice bath, the meditation, we've seen this. We know you do it. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to get up in the morning and get in a freezing cold ice bath and say that I need that to kickstart my day. How I actually look at my ice bath strategy and my own 8 to 9 minutes of me time is when I finish work at 7:00, I go in my ice bath for 8 degrees for 8 minutes. And I put some piano meditation music on and I just debrief. It's 8 minutes and I just download. And I find myself drifting. I have the 8 degrees. It's cold enough to stimulate a response to recovery, not cold enough and late enough in the day to affect any level of sleep. I feel amazing and it's like a switch off. So the reason I'm sharing with you in my morning routine video is the fact that I don't have to get up and get my mind in a good place. If I go back to that 6:30 to 8:30 block, the things that I focus on is I review our KPIs and sales and what needs to happen for the day ahead. I do not immediately prioritize client work. I prioritize new business tasks. I prioritize operational tasks, essentially anything that's going to move the business forward. My 2 hour block in the morning, the first priority things is, what am I working on that will either make money or move the business forward? Those two tasks energize me, make me feel fulfilled, and it sets me up to then move into the client work that I have. When I come back often at 12:30 from the gym, I'll have 45 minutes and I can get through 45 minutes of client work. But that first block in the morning is new business tasks, revenue tasks, sales, actual setting up the sales systems because I manage my sales team for the day to ensure that we've got new client acquisitions all aligned in front of us, operational tasks, and then preparation for any work I've got to do with the team ahead of the day. I then know that I'm in control of the day, I'm in control of the financial tasks of the business. My routine in the morning is aligned to my highest values: business growth and development, education, teaching, and wealth accumulation. Three things that I value the highest. Now, if I can get those things done between getting up in the morning and 9:30 in the morning, 8:30 in the morning when my son and my wife come down, I then can prioritize the fourth thing that's highest in my values, which is my wife and my family, and then my training and my health. So that's the kind of list of priorities that I put everything in. And because that is the list of priorities that I have things in, I don't need an ice bath to get me going. I don't need to meditate to get me going. I get up, I eat, I listen to 15 minutes of the podcast while I'm making my breakfast, something inspiring. I hydrate, take my supplements, have my food. I map out my first work block. I get stuck into business, operation, preparing for my team and sales ahead of the day ahead. The way I work my routine, it works incredibly well. I get a lot done before 8:30 in the morning. And I hope this has given you some degree of inspiration. Now, inside our coaching programs, a lot of people will overlook the idea of helping somebody build their routine, helping somebody manage their time, helping somebody get clear on their values. But if you actually think about building a business and making more money and inspiring more people, if you are the leader of that company, then you need to develop entrepreneurial habits, timekeeping, systems, strategy. You need a routine. So if we just teach people tactics and how to make money and how to get clients, we're not helping the person become the leader, become the entrepreneur. develop the skills to be the person that's going to take the business forward. And part of this is I need to be a leader for my team, and therefore my morning routine is key to that. As always, I hope you found this video helpful. Make sure you click like and subscribe. If you want any help from us, click the link in the description. You'll find everything in there. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.